Kathleen Taylor. She chose to have a pet. She took on that responsibility, and she failed in that responsibility, and now a man is dead. What a tragedy. And it could have been avoided. Has she locked the kennels? Has she boarded up the holes? Has she had them on a leash? Has she listened to animal control? Has she cared about the kids in the neighborhood or the visitors in her yard? You had that responsibility, and you failed, and now a man is dead.
That was, of course, Sheriff Chip Simmons yesterday, Escambia County Sheriff, talking during the press conference. We've been talking about all morning this horrible case of the dog mauling where a man wound up being dead, and now the owner of the dogs has been charged with negligent manslaughter. And he is in here in the studio here with us today. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, good to have you. Let's talk about this a little. I know my wife's first reaction when I told her the news about we'd made an arrest is she said, why did it take so long? And I know that's a question people have asked you. So why did this take so long?
Well, it took a couple months, which, and, you know, some of these investigations take longer than that. But there were a lot of things that had to take place. We had to go and we had to find the dogs. We worked with animal control to find the dogs and isolate which dogs we think were the attacking dogs. There were some blood samples. There was an autopsy that was performed. And these things take several weeks. All these things combined take several weeks. We had a number of conversations. We talked to a number of witnesses. The report, a very well done report, probably 35, 36 pages, and it details who our investigators talked to. Again, there were witnesses that were there at the time, and then we wanted to talk to other neighbors in the area to get a sense for, is this a one-time thing? Was this something that you know, could have been, certainly should have been avoided? And so these things take some time. And then we did have a conversation with Ms. Taylor as well.
And that was one thing I appreciated that you pointed out yesterday, is that most of the time on animal control calls, you find the owner, and the owner is just ashamed, embarrassed, tried, something went wrong, you know, whatever. Most animal owners are fairly diligent. But as you well know, there are some who are not. And particularly my experience is people live in the country, have more of the attitude like, you know, well, this is the country, these are the dogs, this is kind of how it works, which I would think, well, that's fine until a kid gets bit, you know, or somebody gets hurt, right? That's where it's no longer acceptable. But for one thing I had questions on, were they pit bulls? Do we know the kind of dogs that were involved? Were they all the same? Do we know?
No, they were.
They were all pit bulls.
They were mixed
breed
pit bulls, yes.
Okay, and John Robinson had said that she had had dogs and then they removed them and had other dogs and then removed them. Like, this is a pattern of behavior, right? This is what you guys established?
Yeah, well, you know, animal control was called out to the house, to the location, several times. And as John mentioned, or would mention, at times they've taken dogs from that property and then she would get new dogs or different dogs or whatever. And she would continue to have dogs, and the dogs would continue to be a nuisance. And by nuisance, I mean an aggressive nuisance. We talk to neighbors, and they talk about the dogs would attack an individual in one point on a bicycle and actually bit him, where there was conversations that an individual warned her, I told you those dogs were, you know, we have text messages, we did search warrants on various conversations. I told you those dogs were going to get you in trouble. You have got to get rid of those dogs. And then another person was trying to help them, help her out with an alibi. Tell them this or tell them that to try to avoid responsibility. And that's what it really boils down to is you've got to be a responsible pet owner.
Is there any process for preventing somebody who's had these kind of violations from having dogs? Is there a legal remedy to make this stop ahead of time?
I would think probably the judiciary may be able to do something like that. I'm not aware of any rule or statute that would say you can no longer have a dog. But again, I'm not the animal expert. That's why John Robinson was kind enough to come up there with me yesterday to answer those types of questions, because they did a lot of work. They did a good job of working with this thing. And then this is kind of one of those things that crosses agencies, basically. It was we were working the death investigation, but we're not dog experts or animal experts, so we incorporated animal control with us. And obviously we wanted to talk to the state attorney's office because they have to prosecute this case. They have to feel comfortable enough. And when I looked at the report, I mean, I was very confident that our investigator did a fantastic job. Investigator Vincent did a fantastic job with the investigation. Is, you know, every time I read about the case, I just shake my head because it was not necessary. It was because there were so many opportunities for this dog owner to stop this in so many ways, really. I talked a little bit yesterday, and I think you played a little bit of it. There were holes in the floor that the dog could get out of the trailer. The kennel was dilapidated, and they just allowed these dogs to roam free. You do a lot of bike riding.
Yeah.
My family and all, we like to walk around the neighborhood and stuff, and I'm always leery about someone else's dog. You know, you can't put a leash on a dog. Of course, you can put a leash on a dog, and I think that whenever you you have certain dogs. A certain number of dogs, I think that they're larger dogs. I think that you have a greater responsibility. If I used to have a Chihuahua, believe it or not, my wife actually had a Chihuahua.
And, I can't believe that, yeah, actually. And if not so much for you, but for Susan.
Because how mean they are, yeah. But, I mean, we weren't as concerned about our dog getting out and killing someone. We were concerned about our dog, nipping at somebody and mm-hmm. getting out and just getting hurt themselves. But I've also had a Doberman in the past, and I knew that this dog, I really have to make extra precautions. The dog is big enough to jump over the fence, certainly willing to dig under the fence. So I had to put, to solidify that and make sure the dog understood that's not where you go.
I know the assistant state attorney is going to make the charges they can make in the case. You always will make the case you can make. I've said this morning a couple of times. To me, this particular case is worse than what I think a negligent manslaughter charge handles. I especially think, like, had it been a kid, I mean, this is so much worse. And it was somebody's kid, it was an older kid, but I mean, somebody's person. Are you satisfied that the level of punishment, even at the maximum, is going to be adequate to this particular case?
I'll tell you that throughout this time, we had a lot of conversations about what is the proper charge. Mm-hmm. The charges would range from misdemeanor to a secondary felony, and then there's this negligent manslaughter, which is what we ended up going with. And this is very rare. We only found one other case where someone was charged with manslaughter, and it's pretty much the highest case, the highest charge, at least, that we feel like we could provide in this situation. So I'm satisfied. I think that that there are some things that anger me, quite frankly, that she should have done, and that her whole circle of friends that trying to help her, this and that. There are some things that I just shake my head at and think that a reasonable person would have done more than that. But I do believe that ultimately when this goes to trial in the state attorney's office and they do a judge trial, jury trial, whatever they do, I think that the charge fits it appropriately. Whether the sentence is going to be appropriate is up to the judge,
right?
And to some extent the jury. But I'm satisfied that our investigators and within the boundary of the law that we've done everything that we can do. Yes.
Just one last thought on this subject with the dog attack homicide. Is manslaughter. What I would assume that your advice to dog owners, pet owners in general, is secure your dogs, be reasonable, protect your neighbors, do what's right, do your job.
Well, I always tell people if you follow two words of wisdom, common sense and decency. And so if you use those things, common sense would tell you that if you're going to own a dog, if you're specifically going to own a large dog, a home protection type dog, that's going to do more than just bark, then you have to understand that dog could get out and that dog could injure someone. We do a lot of people have pools in their backyard, and there's mandates that you have fences around them, and you have to a higher level of responsibility if you have a pool,
right?
Especially if you have small children in your home or neighbor's home. And I think the same thing happens with when you have pets. And we honestly go to dog calls all the time. We are not animal control, but we always go to dog calls, and it's typically dogs barking, but there's a lot of roaming dogs around here, and you'd be surprised. You maybe not being a
not me
ride your bike a lot,
but I know it's surprising. It was surprising to discover. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think people that don't get out as much understand how many dogs are just roaming free and how much work animal control does. I will tell you what, I'm not getting onto the county commission or anything. I just think that you could probably at least double the size of animal control, and they would still have calls backed up. And the job that they do with the manpower that they have is just, to me, is just incredible.
And I'll say this as well, that I believe the last time I checked, there is a law in Escambia County that you cannot use an outside, like a ground tether, for a dog, which I assume was put in by people wanting to prevent animals from getting hurt or left alone for too long of a time. Mm-hmm. But every time you make it harder to secure an animal outside in the interest of, like, pet care, you are also giving people the opportunity to just let a dog roam free, because the easy solution to that they don't have available to them. So that may be something that our Escambia County Commission might want to reconsider in the future in terms of what sort of regulations there are on how you would have a dog outside safely. Well, we did have one other case I definitely wanted to mention. Just it was a horrible story. I think I'm saying the name right. Kavian Nettles, charged with, a sexual battery and choking out a woman in Escambia County. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the report that we've got, that they were sitting together. He made a comment, some advancing type comments about her. She says no, to a point where, according to her, he choked her out. This tough guy decides to choke her, and to a point where she went unconscious at some point. She woke up, went to her neighbor's house for help, and we were able to, we found him at his house a short time later and arrested him for sexual battery. Just terribly, terribly tragic.
And this was not they're not in a relationship. This is sort of,
as I understand, it was an acquaintance certainly an acquaintance at the time. Yes.
Awful stuff. Well, we're totally out of time. And we haven't had much of a chance to talk about Operation Brownsville, which is still ongoing, right?
It's ongoing. Yeah.
Maybe take a second and tell people kind of where that's at.
Well, again, we're going about 60 days, and we have a community calendar, if you will. It's up on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office webpage that shows that what other entities, our partners that can come in and put the information and the things that they're doing, so that we can all look at, if this is something maybe the Sheriff's Office can be involved in, or something the community can be involved in, something the religious community can get involved in. And remember, we have, I think June 16th, we have a movie night. Sheriff's movie night is going to culminate some of this stuff. There are some things that are taking place that we're doing that we're not putting out there. We're working with the Pensacola Police Department on some warrant sweeps and some drug sweeps and some different things, but we're not letting the bad guys know exactly where we're going to be and when we're going to be, but rest assured we're out there.
Little bit of element of surprise for the right purpose goes a long way.
It's no fun doing a search warrant if they know you're coming. That's just the way law enforcement goes.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, as always, Sheriff, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do for our community. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.